European Union nations approved new sanctions against Iran today, including an assets freeze of the country's biggest bank. Will Taylor reports.
Today's sanctions were formally adopted without debate at the beginning of EU talks in Luxembourg, with EU leaders having agreed on the measure during talks in Brussels last Friday. The new measures freeze all assets within the EU of the Bank of Mali, Iran's biggest bank, which is suspected of providing services to Iran's nuclear and ballistic missile programs and was already blacklisted by the United States last year. The EU said today it will announce additional financial and travel sanctions tomorrow on several Iranian companies and senior experts linked to Tehran's nuclear program. The 27-nation bloc is also studying sanctions against Iran's oil and gas sector, but diplomats say such a step will probably take several months to implement. The EU's foreign policy chief, Javier Solana, held talks with Iranian officials last week in the latest diplomatic effort aimed at convincing them to accept economic incentives in return for an end to their nuclear program. Those talks proved unsuccessful. Western nations fear Iran's uranium enrichment program could be used to make a nuclear bomb. However, Iran continues to insist its enrichment work is intended solely for peaceful purposes. I'm Will Taylor.